Mini episode 1894 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1894 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our review of the year in news for 2025. This year, for this particular segment, we're going to do things differently. We're not doing five separate elements because the most important stories of the year are all joined in one way or another by the top item on the list, the change in U.S. administrations. For the sake of argument, let's say the number two on the list is the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Number three is the on-again, off-again Middle East war. Number four is the Ukraine war that Trump is hoping to end one way or another. And number five is the flashpoint of ICE raids across the country. Every single one of these stories is linked by the beginning of the second Trump term on January 20th, 2025. In the last century, and arguably in all of American history, only in 1933 and 1981 did we see as seismic a shift in presidential administrations on the soup to nuts of policy, messaging, and priorities. This has led to the entire rainbow of attitudes being expressed about these changes. Of course, because this is America in 2025, there is some blanket approval and some blanket disapproval. What's fascinating is the middle section, people who agree with changes in direction in some areas and disagree in other areas, and there are many such people. However, at year's end, the center of gravity has shifted strongly towards the net disapproval side of the changes, even as the Democrats, as historically loathed at the end of the Biden years as they were at the end of the Carter years, have shown absolutely no signs whatsoever of figuring out a coherent way forward with popular and respected leaders and policies. The 2026 midterms, which as of now look to vastly curtail Trump's almost unilateral power in government, may make their own history. The first time in the history of U.S. politics that voters choose nothing over something. The battle will be as fierce as it will be tiresome and disillusioning. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.